Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some healing. So if this is the first time on the show, the Creation Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years to facilitate the universal ascension, which could be the shift in 2012, but I'm not privileged to that information. And mainly we're here to get you into your bodies with your spirit, so your spirit can have full integrity of your physical body so that your body can do the transformation into a complete light body. So this is what the show's about, is to get you kind of back home. So these healings today that we're going to be doing is going to help you to facilitate part of that process here, to show you what sample healings are like from the light ship. And then if you choose to go further with that, then we can do individual sessions. So this is just kind of the taste of the information and the way the lightship works, so you can see how quick and fast it is. So the first part of the show, we're going to do a chakra alignment for everyone. And these healings will also work on the archives. So here we go. We're going to go to your heart center, and the lightship is going to move it around for you a little bit, so it'll be oriented properly with your other energetic bodies to allow you to have additional healing. There we go. And now we're going to your throat chakra above the heart, chakra number 5. Great. Now we're going to your third eye, number 6. Looks good. Now we're going back down below the heart, the power chakra. Good. And second chakra around the navel. Good. And first chakra, base of your tailbone. There we go. Great. And we'll do an opening now for everyone. I'll use the word spin to increase the size of the chakra. And this will actually put more energy into your body for healing. So here we go. We always start with the heart center. That's where your spirit resides. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Now we'll go up to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Next, we're going to your third eye. Spin, 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 open. Now we're going to go back down to your power chakra, your solar plex area. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra around your navel. Spin, 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 open. And base of your tailbone, first chakra. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. And I will do our entity clearing here. So, again, just sit back and relax, and we'll take away some of these emotional densities. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on that are actually clinging to you in your consciousness here and or in your body or on your body, either way. So we're going to start releasing these from you. And they attach because they basically would like to have a healing from you. And then also they attach because they need to have life force energy. So they kind of drain you of your life force energy. If they happen to work their way into your consciousness, into your thinking patterns, then at that point you're going to be living the life of an entity rather than your own spirit. So this is the way it works here. And we're clearing away these entities now from you. There's not just one or two. There's gobs of them. So here we go. Okay, and to bring more of your spirit fragments back to you. And the reason why they left you is because you're dealing with traumas in this lifetime. You know, getting upset, angry, having situations, physical pain. Anything that is not in love energy that you're working with, your spirit leaves you. And your spirit is moment by moment by moment. So in each moment of time, as it looks out of your eyes, if it's dealing with negativity of any type, it will leave because it doesn't belong in that energy. It can't resonate in that low frequency of vibration. So we're going to bring more of you back now. Your spirit's being cleansed, and you're starting to come in now. So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Beautiful. And just do another entity release here. Looks good. and bringing more of you back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good. So you should feel a little more heavier in your body as your spirit connects with you. And the reason why it feels heavy is because you have more awareness there. When you're out of your body, you don't have any physical awareness typically of your body. And your psychic radar, your intuitive side of you, leaves you also. So now we're going to do our next part here, which is dropping your awakening consciousness. You want to use the word ego into your heart center. Remember, it has to surrender. This is a separate energy body. And it has to surrender its force of will over to the heart to get your spiritual guidance. Your guidance is never inside of your head. And what's in your head could be entities giving you spiritual guidance. And that may not be too correct for you. So here we go. Visualize the 10th floor being your forehead. And that's your awakening consciousness. And the first floor will be your heart. I'm going to drop you down. So here we go. Going down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we'll do it one more time here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. We'll just activate the beautiful light beam now on your monitor. So if you're new to the show and you don't have the light beam in front of you, then just click on Creation Lightship Healing. And then once that's up, scroll down a little bit over an inch on your scroll bar, and you're going to see the beautiful light beam here in front of you. And she'll be activating right now, bringing her life force energy. There we go. And the eyes should start to change intensity here. You may see more white light coming out of the eyes. The colors will normally change around here that she's emitting. And you may also see her face become more three-dimensional. Some people actually see her, like, float on the monitor screen. So everybody has their own experience. And if you're a little bit intuitive as far as your feeling abilities, you can move your hand across the face of your monitor screen and actually feel a presence of energy being emitted from her in that location. Most people just hold their hand back about 6 inches to a foot and move back and forth across her screen. And she's fully activated now, so I'll just turn this over to Sylvia. So, Sylvia, are you there?
Hello, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. And it's a new week for the Creation Lightship program. And this week we're going to be talking about entities and parallel lives, invisible bodies, and physical healing and all kinds of good stuff. So welcome all. And today specifically we're going to be discussing all the different invisible bodies and doing some clearings with the emotional body, feeling body, sensory body, pain body, trauma body, and mental body. So I guess to start out, Ron, can you talk about what the invisible body is and how these healings work on an energetic basis?
Yes, a lot of these bodies are actually created by the earth spirit that form around and through your physical body. And it's the way that the earth spirit can actually understand how life is here on the surface. Remember, it's a spirit just like you are. And so it gets, like, in a sense, downloaded with this information on how the life forms up here are living, which is also its experience. So this is kind of how it works. And a lot of these bodies are built into the physical body, too, in their makeup of the original creation as they were brought here. So we have bodies that have been, in a sense, infiltrated by dark energies too, and that's not good, but mainly we're working with the ones here that we can do something about. So the emotional body, as almost everybody will agree to, holds the blocked energies that you're working with, and it can cause your physical illnesses. So what happens is this body is like a sponge. It resonates to all these traumas and it stores them re-imprints it back into your physical life form, and then from there, your body suffers. And also, as the body's suffering, and it's running judgment energy from the suffering, at that point, too, your spirit cannot come into your body fully, physical body, that is, and do healing on your physical life form. So basically, you know, these bodies all need to be cleaned and cleared out to facilitate more of your spirit with you and to obtain more light energy in your body. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, I thought I'd start with the emotional body clearing, since you've talked many times about how that is the most important one that a person can do. And on your website, it says that this clearing releases the imprinted energy of emotional traumas from this lifetime, from a person's present age all the way back to their conception. And basically, it says also that this deals with the emotional blockages that have been accumulated throughout this lifetime, the negative energies, fears, anxieties, traumas, and judgments and so forth that get imprinted onto the emotional body, physical body, and spiritual bodies. So I'm assuming then that this clearing deals with all of those bodies, or it actually heals a person emotionally and spiritually as well, not just the emotional body.
Yes, it heals the spirit along with that. And so remember, if your spirit's wounded anyway, anyhow, doesn't matter how it happens, it holds on to that that blueprint of where it is. Because remember, it's like yourself, like the divine looks at you, and you're perfect wherever you are in your life. Whether you're happy or you're sad makes no difference. You know, what you are is what you are. And they're not going to judge you if you're happy. And likewise, I'm not going to judge you if you're sad or if you're in pain or not in pain. So everything is in the moment, and that's kind of how you're viewed, as moment by moment. And so as your spirit takes on these additional energies of trauma, it's also imperfection in that moment. And so this is why, you know, you shouldn't judge anything, because a judgment can lower your spirit percentage, because you're judging something, and it can't hold the divine energy because the spirit is not in judgment. And actually, what we have here, our physical body, is in a sense a walking judgment factory, and it's a creation from our ancestors' judgments, and this is why we're so dense. So we're carrying all their thoughts, all their anxieties, whatever they dealt with in their previous lifetimes, genetically, and this is what we're dealing with in this lifetime, is that scenario. So this emotional clearing heals your wounded spirit from the traumas in this lifetime that you've had. So, for instance, if you, in the past, say a year ago, maybe you hurt your shoulder. Well, did your spirit get healed of that wound of hurting your shoulder? Were you conscious enough to ask your spirit to have a healing on this here? Well, if you didn't do it, then your spirit has a wounded shoulder, and you may have a shoulder condition for a long time because your spirit cannot transmit divine energy into your shoulder. This is true of knees and ankles. So just think of your whole lifetime of when you actually had a physical problem, physical pain. Did you heal your spirit to have it heal you? Possibly not. People don't know about this. So your spirit's in pretty bad shape, especially if you're, you know, say, you know, in the older years, you know, maybe, say, 50 and older. So it's very important to do the spirit healing, and this is part of this first emotional healing here. And it also takes away the densities, the traumas out of your physical body. So there's three healings in one. It heals your spirit, heals your emotional body, and heals your physical body of traumas. And these traumas prevent your spirit from integrating into you for healing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I think it's so interesting that some of this comes from our ancestors, like you mentioned. And I don't think that's commonly really realized or talked about because, you know, if you get sick or you get an injury or something happens with your body, a lot of times people will kind of make you feel bad, like, you know, what's wrong with you that you had this thing happen? Or, you know, like you must be really spiritually out of whack to have broken your arm or something like that. So can you address that?
Yeah, unfortunately, with New Age metaphysics, that's the first thing that you learn, basically, is that your thoughts create your reality, which really isn't true, but it's a good way of looking at thoughts. Naturally, if you think bad thoughts, you might do bad things, but it's not necessarily, you know, a spiritual law. That's the law of the matrix, okay? That's the law of mind control. So for that, that would probably be 100% because you're tied into a different system. You're not tied into or working with the system of love and light. You're working with the dark side matrix energy. And so that may ruffle some people's feathers, but that's basically what it is. So you have two systems of energy. You have the matrix of mind control, of your thoughts create your reality, etc., which is what your body is dealing with, okay? Remember, it's hanging on to the judgments of the past of all the ancestors. That was not put in place by the light ship, okay? The light ship never made anybody to suffer or even intended on it. It only works moment by moment. And so your thought projections that people have, you go to a psychic reader and they read the energy around you, what could happen possibly in the future, well, that's the projection of thought of what matrix a scenario you're dealing with. You know, what path are you on in the matrix to have this occur to you? Remember, the light only works in the now. Light has no predictions for the future. And going a little step further here, which is very easy to understand this once I explain it to you, and you see it. Using hindsight, people have taken the Bible code from the Old Testament, and, you know, and using computers, and they can type in dates, etc. And you go, wow, this happened back then, and it's in the Old Testament. How wonderful. Well, let's reverse that process, okay? And, you know, it's a very nice way that the dark side has imprinted their missions of what they're planning to do on the planet Earth here in a sacred text. So this is their secret decoding for themselves of how to and what to do next on planet Earth. And that's part of the matrix. So when you think about it, it doesn't take much of a brain to go, wow, that's really something. I never understood it that way. Well, it doesn't take much common sense once you look at it. So if we're smart enough to be able to go backwards in time, we can go forward, too, and just see what's in store for us in the matrix. This is not the divine energy. Okay, the divine energy, as I said, only works in the now. And the divine, the light ship, only created love, and it only creates out of love. But never made you suffer, never created you to suffer anything. Instead, we're caught in the matrix of thought. And that's the teachings of New Age metaphysics right now, is thought projection, how to control somebody else's reality by bringing something into your life through thought. So that's just where we are with our consciousness now. So we'll get off that subject. So should we do an emotional healing? Sylvia, what do you think?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit more about it because one of the things that I think is so great about it is that about doing the clearing is that you can get rid of stuff that you maybe don't even know about or has never even had a chance to manifest yet. Like, we know that these densities, if they're left uncleared, will eventually manifest in some kind of imbalance or disease if you don't clear them or release them. But so I guess you could think of them kind of as time bombs that are waiting to go off, and they could be easily cleared or released, and then you never have to deal with that issue that might have come up for you to have to, get sick or something before. So can you talk just a little bit about how the clearing works to do that?
Yes, you kind of basically said it all there. I think that's great, Sylvia. Basically, what you have happening is that when your body, is born and it starts to become a little more conscious about how to live here, maybe walk and eat, etc., your body looks at itself and goes, oh, man, I got all this density. I can see the light from the spirit, but, man, there's so much that I have to overcome. So then it chooses what it wishes to work on and where the highest maybe density is, you know, that it wants to release as far as energy blockage. So then it starts the scenario of trying to heal itself. So what basically happens is when the light ship clears you, it doesn't matter if you are going to experience this experience in a week of negativity or in a year or 5 years or, you know, if it's going to already been recycled in you many, many times. It clears away the traumas that your body has experienced up to now. So it starts in the now and goes back to your conception. It does not go into the future. But a lot of the future events that we're dealing with is from the past. Remember, history recycles itself. So if you didn't deal with an issue, it's going to come up in your face over and over and over again because your body's saying, man, this stuff is icky. I want to get it out of me. So it's going to do whatever it can do to bring forth the energy to heal itself. Remember, it knows that it's going to be dying of this process. So when it's first born, it's going to see death, you know, on its doorstep. And so it wants to live longer. And at that point, you know, you want to clear these energies out. So this is what the light shift does. It's a one-time clearing. You don't have to go over anything. There's nothing to process on your part. The light beams bring up your complete database of your physical body. It's the only place that actually has this information. You might have heard of Akashic Records. This is nothing even similar to that. People talk about that, but that's just basically Earth-based energies. The light ship has everything to deal with you, your spirit, your body, and all the energetic forms that make up your physical body. And so it clears the traumas out so that you're able to have more spirit with you. This is the whole reason why Jesus came, is to clean out the emotional bodies and many other bodies so that you could do the ascension process 2,000 years ago. Well, it's the same process now, just that because the Earth decided to do this particular dance over again of this 3D reality because it did not want to kill all the life forms on it by leaving its spiritual blueprint. So it held on to its spiritual blueprint. It remanifested everything over again to give the people on the planet a chance for ascension in 2,000 years. So looking at it in a different perspective, everybody living today has a genetics of a 4,000-year density because nobody worked on themselves or was able to clear it, you know, 2,000 years ago. So this is why it's so rough for most people right now. And these energies must be cleared, have to be cleared, in order to do the ascension. It's that simple. You know, like I tell people, you know, you can't read books to get it. You have to do the work. You have to get these energies out of you. You cannot buy spirituality. You have it with you. And your spirit's willing to help you, but, you know, there's so much that has to be done because you should have been working on yourself, you know, at least 500 years ago minimum, you know, with your ancestry genetics so you could be purified right now at the very last few years of ascension time. So we should be in our graduation point, ready to grab our diploma. Instead, we're probably still, you know, in preschool. So, and that's not our fault. It's the fault of these, you know, the external forces that are in the matrix here of mind control that everybody's caught into. That typically is a negative side, given as dark energies being transmitted to us. So that's kind of it, and it's very sad. But you have to awaken yourself at some point to get on with your life if you want to have your body live longer. So, Sylvia, back to you.
Well, I think that what you said about recycling issues and experiences is really something we can all relate to. So many people have found themselves in the same type of situation over and over again, or connecting up with the same type of person over and over who's not necessarily good for them, or some kind of scenario like same script, different actors that plays over and over again. So with releasing these densities, you can kind of get into you know, something outside of that pattern and create what you really want to create. So it seems like it would really help people with their creative, you know, expressions in life when they can actually get into the things that they, their, you know, spirit is directing them to instead of just rehashing this stuff. Is that a pretty accurate description?
Yes, because you are going to recycle everything. Remember, your body doesn't want to die. So it's going to recycle the blocked energy. And it will show up to you any way that, you know, it can be sensed, you know, in your senses because your body now is activating and, we'll say, psychically, in a sense, transmitting your experiences that it does not want to have to everybody else so that you can finally understand what they are to release the blocked energy. So this is why stuff happens to people. You know, it's just the way, you know, it is down here. And it's the way the body can heal itself. The body is very conscious of taking care of itself. You know, you should know that because you know, you're living right now, and your body is continuously restoring itself. But the restoration aspect kind of slows down because of the densities that we have. So I guess we could do an emotional clearing. Anything else you need to cover, Sylvia?
No, let's do that. That'd be great.
Okay, so this is a sample clearing that I do. We'll go back 5 years from now and just show you what it's like for the newcomers. What you're probably going to feel is your body should start to get more relaxed during this process. And then if you look upon a situation after I'm done that is haunting you, look at it, and it should look very distant to you. You should be separated so you can have discernment now instead of being reactive to a condition. And since it's an emotional healing, people live in their emotions a lot. So here we go. So we're going to go from right now. Remember, the light chip only works in the now, so they don't go into the future because the future does not exist. So here we go. Right now, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, just take maybe a half a minute here and look at your life in the last 5 years and just pull up something that may be harmful to you, anxieties, fear, anger, resentment. You know, maybe you lost $1,000 gambling or something. Whatever you dealt with, and everything is emotional typically. And just look at something and see how your body is responding. You're still going to see it, so don't go into the mental realm, because the mental realm is going to tell you that it's there. Yeah, this happened to me. Well, of course it did. The light ship will never take away that experience, but it will take away the trauma. We're asking you to look at the traumatic emotional trauma that you went through. You know, did it make you cry when you thought about this situation? Did it make your guts kind of twist? Did your body heat up because you're really angry? That should be taken away from you. Because remember, your spirit cannot come into this low density. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I think it might be good to mention that when you do this clearing for your whole lifetime, then it's 100% clearing when we're doing the samplings like this of a few years. Then it's maybe, 90%, 80%, something like that?
Yeah, the clearing is not 100% done. That is correct. And if you have a large trauma that recycles from year to year, maybe you're dealing with an issue every year, then you may not feel the healing as taking place as much as something that's just happened a few times maybe in your lifetime. So, but yeah, these healings are between 80 to 90% completed. And they will be completed if I do your whole lifetime. So this is just, like I said, a sampling, and we have to go back over the years many, many times to fine-tune it to get rid of a lot of the energies that are there. And when it's done, it's completed, and it's a one-time permanent healing. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I liked what you said a few minutes ago about being able to discern instead of react. And, you know, a lot of people that are on a spiritual path do know that it's important to be in the now and to be the observer instead of just reacting to all the different energies around you. And yet, as easy as that is to say, it can be so hard to do every day from moment to moment. And it seems like it's these densities that actually pull us back or, you know, keep us from being fully in the now. So it's wonderful to be able to clear those out and actually just be able to easily and comfortably just be present and have your spirit present in your life and not have all this stuff keeping you from that. So that's great.
Yes, and also,
go ahead.
Since your emotions draw these entities, once you have the emotional clearing, it's a very good possibility that a lot of the entities will actually leave you because there's no more place for them to react in you. So those issues that they came to you with initially, they're not going to be there because there's no more trauma. Remember, they're attached to your trauma and the situations in your life that you're going through because they live on your emotional energies. So when you have the clearing and you're put back into a zero state of balance, you know, they're not going to want to hang around and hang with you. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, the next body that you deal with is the feeling body clearing, and that one is pretty much handling and working in the same way as the emotional body, but the feeling body is a different body and works a little bit differently. But they're closely related. So can you describe the difference between those two bodies?
Yeah, basically, some people don't live in their emotions, okay? They still need the emotional clearing, but they just don't live in emotions. They live in feelings rather than emotions. And then some people live in both. So the difference is, it's like the one coin with two sides to it. The emotional body, in a sense, is what you're doing, okay? You're putting your finger into the flame on the stove, and you know there's going to be some kind of consequence there, but you don't really know what it's going to be like. But so you do that, and all of a sudden your body jerks your arm back, and you go, wow, that's a bad experience. So you just, you know, put it aside, and some people just say, I'm not going to do that over again. And then you have the people who go, oh, my God, that thing really hurt. I got a blister on my finger. Oh, geez, I'm never going to do that again, and they go on forever, okay? Well, that kind of person lives in their feelings, okay? And they're both very valid, just that it depends where you live. Some people actually live in both. A lot of people who do the emotional clearing, who live in their emotions, when they have the feeling body one done, it's like icing on the cake. They go, oh, wow, what a difference that made. So, but they're kind of both needed, but like I said, the most important one is your emotional clearing. And some of the clearings that we do is not needed by everybody. So here we go. We're going to do a sampling of the feeling body. Again, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to process. Just sit there. Lightship's going to do it all for you. So here we go. This is not like earthly types of healings that are brought forth by the our space brothers that people get information from. This is the divine working with you on a one-on-one basis here. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, one full year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, third year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, fourth year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and fifth year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, so you should feel a change there. Again, look at situations that you've dealt with, you know, within the last probably 4 or 5 years here, and it should look very distant to you again, like on the first clearing. And you may feel a little more pressure being released from you. And where you should be with an incident is that you should be able to look at anything that's happened to you. If you do the whole clearing of your lifetime, your whole life will have like a blank slate emotionally for you. You're going to see your whole life and go, yeah, it's a great life, you know. These traumas that I went through that I used to, you know, get upset by, you know, they're going to be gone. You're not going to have the trauma associated with them. So it frees you to be all you can be in the moment rather than recycling your past over and over again and living an awful life because of these traumas recycling. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, we next have the sensory body clearing, which is clearing that I know you brought out just a few months ago and is a wonderful clearing. And on your website it says that the sensory body has to do with how we experience life, and it's important for people who are particularly sensitive to external influences. And it says that each of us is like a radio receiver picking up energies that surround us, like thought projections and radio and TV waves, sound waves, electromagnetic frequencies from computers, and all that kind of stuff is kind of bombarding us with these external energies. And it can get to a point for people that are very sensitive to that where even just walking into a room full of people can become kind of painful and difficult because you get overloaded. And the sensory clearing can really relieve that issue if you're suffering from that and just restore the balance and harmony. And I think one of the best things about it is this is one that's done with the female light beings and how wonderful their energy is. And maybe you can talk about that a little bit, and people can experience that if you do a sample of that.
Yes, so this is a very kind of unique healing because the females actually do this. The other ones the males do. So you may feel this beautiful love energy coming around you during this session here. I will kind of interject one thing. I was working with a lady in Ashland, Oregon, and she's lived there for many years. And she said that she's always had bees, like, on her back porch with the flowers, et cetera, you know, in her backyard. And sometimes it's even hard to walk outside. And she said last year, or in fact this year, there's hardly any bees there. And she noticed by reading the newspapers, et cetera, that Ashland decided to really get out there and put in cellular towers, et cetera, beaming down into the city. And this year there's no more bees. And then she said that with her just kind of investigative mind, she noticed that the frequencies that bees resonate at are very close to some of those cell phone tower frequencies, et cetera. So that's just kind of mind for thought, you know, for you. You can look at that and just kind of maybe scratch your head. You know, there's no way they're ever going to get rid of a cellular phone. But anyway, that's kind of what's happening in her neck of the woods. Whether it's felled or not, you know, I don't know. But if you want to draw some conclusions, you might do your own investigations. But that's still looking at the bees. If that is true, you see, those frequencies that are coming to them, making them leave that area, is happening to you too. Remember, we're all sensitive to certain frequencies. And naturally, we can't see it, so we don't know what it's like, but it is affecting us on some level. So this clearing will help to eliminate some of those sensitivities from the past that you may have had. So here we go. Same process from this point in time right now, in this moment, back to your last birthday. This is how your body inputs the sensory stimulus, you know. Some people are sensitive to more foods than others. Some people with the environment, you know, you can go on. But this is how your body samples energies. And sometimes you get toxic from things. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, so again, just kind of see how your body is responding to this healing. Just kind of do a body check. You might want to walk around a little bit to see how you feel. These healings, normally on the emotional healing, most people feel their body loosening up a lot, and they can twist and bend over easier because it's taken away the tension out of your body. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, that was wonderful. And if anyone has been experiencing anything on these today or have had them in the past and they'd like to type in something on the fast chat, that would be wonderful. And, of course, any questions. And maybe we'll just take a minute to address any questions on there before we go on with the other clearings.
Yeah, so we have three more to do, so that's fine.
Okay. Oh, yeah, someone's commenting that they have a major bee deficiency also, so that's very interesting. I know there's been a lot of talk of that, I think, planet-wide, how that's changing a lot. Let's see, we have a request. If possible, can we clear entities that fear judgment?
Let's see here. Boy, yeah, we could... let's see if we have time for that one. Let's do the next clearing, then if we have time, we'll put that at the very end, Sylvia.
Okay, that sounds good. So let's talk next about the pain body clearing. So I think this is especially wonderful for anyone who's experienced chronic physical pain and gets rid of all that stored. Isn't it true that your body just really remembers on a cellular basis all that pain that it's experienced?
Yes, and it stays in there, and it's like a sponge again, and it'll hold on to it. Even if you don't have it right now, it's still there. Remember, the past will always recycle, and it will have some type of an effect on you, you know, in this lifetime, whether it may not come to the surface or not. It's still there. Remember, these are all energies that you want to clean out of yourself so that you can move forward. And even though you may not be experiencing that same situation or any situation whatsoever, unless you got rid of the energy, you know, it's still going to be with you. So if you haven't asked your spirit, in a sense, to do some healing on you consciously or anything else, more than likely these energies are going to be with you laying dormant and clogging up your energetic, you know, system that is normally used to heal your body. I guess we could do a pain body. Is that okay, Sylvia?
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Okay, so it's the same process. Again, this is just a sample going back, you know, these up to 5 years here. So we're going from this point in time back to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Remember, your spirit does not want to come into pain at all. That's another thing that it leaves. So you want to definitely not have a lot of pain with you. Next one here, next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, number three. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And last year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. So just kind of do a body check here and just see how you feel. And just see if some aches or pains have left you. You may want to just, again, get up and walk around a little bit and just see how you feel. Maybe we can talk about the next healing, Sylvia.
Okay, well, you know what you said about the pain and how the spirit doesn't come into pain and that, you know, the spirit has to be present in order for it to heal reminded me of a story that I once read about a veterinarian or by a veterinarian who was describing his different animal healings. And he was really a wonderful, wonderful doctor. And he talked about how he had a case history of a dog that just would not heal and would not heal and would not heal, and they called him over to see the dog. And what he recognized is that the dog was just in so much pain that it couldn't kind of get past that for the healing to occur. So he gave him, you know, some medicine that, you know, was stronger than he normally would like to give, but just he really felt like this animal needed to have that kind of freedom from the pain for a little bit so that he could heal, and that's exactly what happened, and the animal came back to life even though everyone expected it to die. So it sounds like that can even happen with animals.
Yes, that sounds good.
Yeah, so let's see. Next we have the trauma body clearing, which is, I think, especially for people who have had any kind of very difficult or traumatic situation in their life or a traumatic life. Things that can occur that haunt someone over and over again for years afterward. And how would those traumas get addressed specifically in this clearing, or would they also sometimes get addressed by the emotional clearing and that type of thing?
Yeah, sometimes the other clearings will actually work with the traumas, because the emotional does take out trauma, but some people are just so engulfed in it that the clearing is not adequate enough to clear everything out. It'll do all that it can do, but there's still other places in your body, other energies that actually hold the trauma. So there are many bodies that we have. I believe we have 108 energetic bodies. And so there's many that can be readdressed with the trauma body clearing. So this is not always needed by everyone, much like the sensory clearing. So these are also optional clearings, but you know yourself if you need it or not, if the energies are working with you when you sample these clearings. If you feel that they're doing something to you, well, with you, for you, then I would suggest you may want to have them because you have issues there. So here we go. This is your trauma body. So from this point in time again, back to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. and next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay. So if you're one of those people who've had and experienced lots of traumas in their life, just kind of look at the situations now and just see how you feel. You should have a lot more reprieve in these last few years here. And I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, next we have what I think is a favorite for a lot of people, which is the mental body clearing. And I've heard you say this is like defragmenting your home computer, and also that it helps to integrate and kind of rebalance your left and right brain so that they can communicate together. And probably one of the most wonderful things about it that we've heard is that people experience less mental chatter, which is, you know, a big deal. It's hard to kind of stay heart-centered when your mind is going, you know, and talking at you a mile a minute. So anything else you'd like to add about the mental clearing?
Yeah, it just mainly allows you to be more peaceful in your mind. So your mind, for most people, will be quiet after the healing. And or you can think a lot quicker and faster. So it just gives you more mental clarity. This is what it's for. And then, you know, I have worked with people who are very, very mental. It's like a math teacher, you know, in school. And they don't really work with their emotions. They work more in the mind. So some people, when I do the emotional clearing, they go, boy, I didn't feel anything. And then I'll do their mental clearing. They go, oh, man, what a relief. You know, I can finally relax and get out of my head. So this is another clearing that's needed here. So here we go. So the most important one would be first the emotional and then the mental clearing. And like we say, you know, most men are mental and women are more emotional. So this is also valid for our gender, but both of us sexes need both clearing. So here we go. The same process for mental clearing. Again, just sit back and relax. And here we go. From this point in time to your last birthday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. So what I will say is that the chakra clearings that we're doing, that's only about 1% of what the light beings are doing. And so the healings are much more complex than that, but they have to allow us some way to understand what they're doing. And so they use the chakras as a type of medium to show us that something is happening. But there's so much more happening behind the scenes with your invisible bodies when they work with you, that these light beings are doing a lot of work. So just sit back now and relax and just kind of maybe think of some thoughts that you have. Maybe multiply some numbers together. Just see how quick your brain is working now. It should be like it's like a really nice oil machine working now for these years that you've had there. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'd like to talk just for a moment about also children, because I know we have had many testimonials and things about people that have had these clearings for their children.
Yes, it works very well with children because it gets rid of their stuff. Remember, what you're doing, say something happened to you that wasn't a very nice situation, say at the age of five, whatever that would be. Well, you're going to bring that with you throughout your whole lifetime, and it's going to be recycled and recycled and recycled. You know, like let's say you went to school and the school teacher, maybe in kindergarten, said that you're maybe you dress funny or you look weird or, you know, you don't smile at all or just something like that. Well, you take that on as your truth because you're believing this adult, and the adult will imprint their thoughts and beliefs, their judgments onto you. So you go through your whole life living a certain way according to that person's judgment, and that's very, very sad. When I do the emotional clearings, that I do see situations in younger people, and it makes me sad because I wish, you know, they could have had these clearings years ago because it would change their life. And what I will add on the emotional clearings, most men kind of go through life pretty easily from like the age of, let's just say, puberty. We'll just say from age 13, say, through 20, in the dating scene, and maybe sexuality. And women, that's when they really get trashed. And so women have a lot more energy there because they live more in their heart. And then when they get their broken hearts, et cetera, not that men don't have that, but women deal with it a lot more and hold on to those energies more throughout their lifetime than men do. So it's just very interesting to watch and to do these charts for people when I do the clearings. But when they get done, it's all released, and that's the nice thing. So, yeah, it's for working with children, it's excellent because you're changing their whole life throughout their whole lifetime now just by doing a simple clearing. And, you know, what I charge is $5 times your age. So working with a young child, you know, who's five, it's only $25, and their life could be changed just by $25. So anyway, I'll let's turn it over to you again, Sylvia.
Well, it seems like it'd be a very wonderful thing, too, for anyone who's planning to have children to have themselves as the parents cleared out of this before they actually conceive the child.
Yes, we have a clearing on that, too. Yeah, that's the Immaculate Conception, which is nice. Yeah, that's a wonderful clearing. It cleans out your parents' energy before they conceived you, and that way you're actually cleaned out, and that can be transferred onto your children also, even though they're still, maybe they're born now, or you're going to have a child. So it gives you the divine spark of higher frequency energies.
That's wonderful. Well, let's see, our time is running short, so let's see, we have a question for clarification about if the emotional clearing includes the trauma clearing.
Okay, the emotional clearing does release trauma, yes, uh-huh. Does it include the separate trauma clearing? No. The trauma clearing is only needed for the person who has a lot and lot of problems. You first get the emotional. That may take care of it perfectly fine. I would say probably 95% of the people may not need the trauma clearing, okay? Like I said, if it resonates with you, what I do is I first do a clearing, starting with the emotional, and then I do sample clearings for people after that. And if you resonate to it, then you need it. If you don't, then you don't. And so, but the emotional clearing is a starting point. So you may not even need to go through the trauma clearing or to go through maybe, a pain body clearing, you know, because these things could be taken care of by the other ones. But these are special clearings for people who really have problems. Okay, Sylvia?
Okay, great. Well, let's talk about some upcoming dates before our time is up. We've got the Ascension Preparation on October 13th.
Yes, so that's a wonderful time. It's a four-hour lightship healing. You're transported to the lightship out of time. You're there physically. And we do, 3 hours of physical healing, and the last hour is devoted to water charging. So you're able to get 7 gallons of water, which you can have this divine water with you for 7 days. You drink 1 gallon a day after that, and if you don't drink all of it, you can put the rest in your bath water, and the water does taste different. I've had everybody comment on that so far. It can be juicier, can be thicker, and it helps you to get your body energized along with having a detoxification effect, and it just depends what your body needs. The light beings know what you need. Your spirit is involved with this here, so you're going to be getting what you need. Maybe not what you want, but what you need.
Well, and I'll mention also about our shows that are coming up this week. On Wednesday, we are doing a show devoted to entities and entity clearing. And this is going to be very wonderful, and I think we'll, because of our time tonight, we'll address that question on the fast chat on Wednesday, or the request for the entity clearing that was made by Sylvia and Rob and kids up in Canada. So we'll get to that on Wednesday. And we're going to be on Friday focusing on parallel lives and clearing of parallel lives. So those will be very wonderful to tune in for. And on Saturday, we're going to have a special lightship healing show where we're going to start out by bringing in some of the wonderful doctors, the light being doctors from the Creation Lightship. They'll bring their energy in. Ron will actually bring them in through the lightship insignia on your screen, and you'll be able to feel the energy of those light being doctors and request healings from them. So that will be wonderful, and then we will actually go to the light ship after that. So it's going to be a wonderful week, so stay with us, and I'll just say good night and blessings to all of you, and I'll see you Wednesday, and over to you, Ron.
Yes, so I guess I'll do the same thing here. We're getting close to our time to call it quits here and to end the show. So just blessings to all of you, and just kind of sample and see how your life has changed now from these healings. It's instantaneous. It's already done. Your body might take a day or two to catch up. So just kind of monitor and see how these have actually helped you in this next few days here, because you will see a change. So blessings to all of you. And hope to see you all in a couple of days. And if you want to join our email list, go to the bottom of the page, click on it, and enter your email address so we can send you information. And I love getting emails from you also. If you want to just go to healing@creationlightship.com. healing@creationlightship.com. And you can contact me there and let me know how your healings have went. So, blessings to all of you, and see you on Wednesday. Bye.